House Bill 1087, an act to provide for the annexation of road districts.
House Bill 1087, having received its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Slaughter. Ms. Representative Slaughter.
This is a simple bill to bring. This is a simple bill to bring two road districts together and consolidate. This bill also provides the criteria in which they have to go through in order to get this accomplished.
Further remarks on House Bill 1087. Hearing no further remarks, Representative Tupel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, I have a question I'd like to direct towards the sponsor.
State your question.
My question is in Section 5, starting on line 16, it says a consolidated road district does not, by virtue of its incorporation, acquire any of the property or assumes any of the debts, obligations, or liabilities of any road district within its boundaries. Does that mean that if you have two road districts consolidating, that the consolidated road district would not be liable for the debts of either one of those consolidated districts or any other districts within that area?
Representative Slaughter, do you wish to answer the question?
Yes, I do. This simply means that if a road district has, for instance, if they have a blacktop road and they decide to, another road district decides to join them that does not have a blacktop road, the one with the gravel road would not assume the debts of the people that already had the blacktop road.
Representative Tupel, you still have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It seems to me that if you're going to consolidate a road district, once it is consolidated, everybody's assuming everybody else's debts. But I don't have any further questions. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1087. Hearing none. The question before the House is final consideration of House Bill 1087. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on House Bill 1087.
Representatives Jarvis, Brown, Pitts, and Van Norman. Representative Pitts and Jarvis, Brown.
There's Jarvis.
All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69, nays 1.
House Bill 1087, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title will be deemed correct.